1300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two, here on this Monday, March 30th, 2026 edition. Some additional things that was pretty interesting. The State Senate, this bill that is circulating around Lansing right now out of the House. House Bill 4044 wants to designate the wood duck as Michigan's official state duck. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall said he was feeling charitable when he helped move the bill, kind of taking a jab at the bill's sponsor, State Representative Alabas Farhat, Democrat of Dearborn, in the process. Hall, in talking with reporters on Friday, following a press conference with United States Secretary of Education, said he was trying to be nice to Farhat, describing him as an overeager guy who runs into a lot of dead ends. For some reason, he really cares about his wood duck bill, Paul said, adding that he himself is more focused on more important issues, like how do we help teach our kids how to read? Well, the measure, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law on Friday, designates the wood duck as the state's official duck. A proposal Hall framed as a lower priority compared to broader policy issues. Well, Speaker Hall said Farhat can go back to his district to tell all those people in Dearborn that he must have been telling him that they wanted this bill to name the state wood duck as its state's duck, because maybe that'll help him get reelected, Hall said laughingly. However, Hall said advancing the bill reflects his approach to leadership, arguing that helping members achieve their legislative priorities can build goodwill and momentum for future negotiations. We all run for different reasons. And I guess while I've been a successful speaker is because I meet people where they are. I help them get their priorities done. I think we'll see more attempts from the speaker to build relationships across the aisle as we head into the minority, Farhat said. This is a good first step in rebuilding trust. Who would have known the symbolism built into the passage of the wood duck bill? Well, according to Ducks Unlimited, the wood duck is one of six cavity nesting duck species in North America and is the only member of its genesis, in the Western Hemisphere. Male and female gender ducks being absolutely at the brink of extinction due to heavily marketing of hunting and widespread loss of bottomland hardwoods that they use as their habitat. Protections that were granted back in 1918, naming them as a Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Also, the restoration of crucial habitats have helped wood ducks achieve a dramatic recovery from years ago. Now their populations are healthy. Wood ducks are common in riparian wetlands, forested swamplands, and freshwater marshes. Their range is restricted to North America. Oh, I didn't know that. However, two disjunct breeding populations even range into the southern part of British Columbia from Washington and Montana. And they go south along the West Coast all the way down to California. There are another species up in southern Manitoba, Ontario, and Quebec. But primarily the eastern half of the United States and all the way down to the Gulf Coast. So I guess wood duck, named as the state's duck, under a bill that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed on Friday. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? Why? Why is this so important? God only knows. Okay, that is a video. Please don't send me videos during the show. Greatly appreciate that. Attorney General Dana Nessel, at odds with the Michigan Public Service Commission due to their closing down an attempt to reopen DTE's application for its approval to provide electricity to a large proposed Washtenaw County data center. Commissioners of the MPSC said that Attorney General Dana Nessel, along with the Sierra Club, Citizens Utility Board of Michigan, the Michigan Environmental Council, and the Natural Resources Defense Council, did not find any errors, discovery evidence, facts or circumstances, or unintended consequences in the petitions for rehearing the case. The commission also denied a separate request from Nessel that asked for a contested case regarding battery contracts related to a battery center in Saline Township. The attorney general was not pleased following the decision, saying the commissioners shut out oversight and just fast-tracked the approval. I've never seen in the long history of our state a process that's been so secretive, rushed, and ripe for disaster as what the commission ran through here. My office will continue to explore any remaining options to protect the people of the state, Nessel said. Commissioners didn't offer comment before their unanimous vote, but said in a press release that they had set the strongest protections to prevent customers from footing the bill for the power that's necessary for the data center. The Michigan Public Service Commission continues to perform a grave disservice to the state of Michigan and the utility customers of this state to the apparent benefit of utility corporations and their new billion-dollar AI customers, Nestle said. She went on to say that the DTE failed to accept the conditions that were set by the commission when the commission made their order back in December 18th last year. She said instead there were worker protections proposed by DTE in a January letter. The argument was that the letter should have forced the commission to retract the ex parte order and open up a contested case. Since these secret contracts were first filed back in October, I have requested and demanded that my office and other consumer advocates be able to review these contracts and to ensure adequate protections for existing utility customers, Nestle said. That did not happen. So the Attorney General still fighting the good fight against the Michigan Public Service Commission. And speaking of the Michigan Public Service Commission, they approved a more than $226 million rate increase, more than $36 million in operational and cloud costs for consumers' energy during their meeting on Friday. The rate increase means a typical residential customer using 500 kilowatts per hour will see their bill go up by $6.46. And the rate increase starts on May 1st. The company would also maintain the current return on equity of 9.9% of their capital structure and have a 50% equity as well as a 50% debt ratio. Commissioner Shaquila Myers said, "The decision in today's order offers a balanced approach, supporting necessary investments to improve service reliability while maintaining a strong focus on long-term affordability for the consumer energy's customers." Michigan Public Service Commission approving another rate increase. Final segment of today's second hour. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. One of the things that I think is going to happen is I think the Republicans are going to vote in the August 4th primary for a Trump-like businessman. Because of the amount of money he's investing in his campaign, the message of his campaign, I think Perry Johnson is going to beat the other Republican candidates. In talking with Perry down at the convention Friday night in Novi, getting to know him on a personal basis a little bit more and more, the guy has a lot of common sense. And one of the things you're going to be hearing on these commercials is him talking about his mega, M-E-G-A, his mega audit of Michigan's budget. Perry says, Randy, I think I can cut this budget in half. Huge, major cuts in the waste, fraud, and abuse, in the crazy, stupid spending that Lansing has grown to over the last 7 years with Gretchen Whitmer. When she took office, it was at $58 billion. Now it's up to $88 billion. Perry Johnson thinks not only can he eliminate all of the increases under Whitmer, but he can even make roughly about a 20% cut from Rick Snyder's last budget. Folks, if he's able to do that, let's say he gets it down to $44, $50 billion. That cut would be so huge that not only could he eliminate state income tax, he could also eliminate property taxes and send the money back to the local counties via revenue sharing. Let the county road commissions fix the roads. Make major cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services. I introduced him to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell Friday night at Novi. I gave her his number. I gave his number to her. And they are going to be communicating about potentially Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running the Department of Health and Human Services for Perry Johnson, governor. But you know what else he gets to do? He gets to appoint the members of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Those folks are responsible for rate increases to these utility companies. Not Gretchen Whitmer's three appointees, Perry Johnson's. This is going to be huge. Absolutely huge. And one of the things you have to understand, this is going to be, without a doubt, probably, I think, going to be a turning point in our history of our state. This is going to be absolutely the best, I think, the best potential history-changing opportunity we have, the best chance we have to turn this state around and to fix it. And I mean truly fix it. If you cut that much out of the budget, this, without a doubt, folks, would be huge. And the fact that this process would go through the primary, August 4th, would go on through the rest of the summer, the fall, heading into November, general election. Could you imagine that this process would absolutely fix the state of Michigan once and for all? I'm talking about constitutional amendments. I'm talking about changes to our tax system, changes to education, changes to the largest bureaucratic agency and department we have right now in Lansing, the Department of Health and Human Services. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And this would be something basically forever. You end up in a situation where this absolutely changes the direction of state government in Michigan. You do it with constitutional amendments, not legislation. It changes Michigan permanently and forever. Just like what the Democrats have been doing to us for basically the last 7 years. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program